It's another one. I got that juice, juice. New AP. She got that juice, juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet, wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip, drip. I'm overseas. D-R-I.
Welcome to the juice, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with the same guests, Caden.
Yes.
And Carter.
What's up?
Okay, so last time we did gas station stereotypes. This time, we're gonna do an Aaron Rodgers quiz that Caden made for me. As yeah. as everyone knows, Aaron Rodgers is my favorite human alive, and
human.
And I like to think I know a lot about him. So Caden went on the internet, worked very hard on this quiz. So I appreciate that from him.
It was time consuming to say the least. Because when I did talk about this with Bruce, I was gonna do it the week after, but then you know, thumb gets busted up, falls off, yeah. Can't type. Can't yeah. do my research.
Yeah.
Now we're here.
And Carter, he'll be going up against me. Carter, football fan, but maybe not
pretty,
as...
Pretty fair matchup.
Yeah, I mean. Carter, football fan. That's all we'll say about him.
I've seen a football game before, and I did watch a Before They Were Famous Aaron Rodgers video. So
and he knows who Brett Favre completed his first pass to.
How ironic is it that
comment down below. Text Juice with the answer. The winner will win a... Little surprise.
A little getaway.
How ironic is it that I made this test too? Like, yeah. I know jack
good for
shit.
We're probably equally qualified to take this test right now.
You definitely know more than
I'm here. I'm here simply so Juice doesn't just show how, like, because Juice is probably gonna get them all right, but I'm probably the average fan.
Also, quick question: Are me and Carter the first returning guests on the podcast?
Maybe.
No, actually, Matt's been on like 3 or 4 times.
What about back to back?
Yeah.
Come on.
Probably.
Hey.
All right. But we just want to have a little discussion here.
Oh my God, dude. One of the greatest humans on planet Earth.
Okay, so not only am I an Aaron Rodgers fan, I'm a Joey Chestnut fan. Joey Chestnut, professional competitive food eater, greatest, as I like to say, most dominant competitor in all sports.
In history.
And we're not saying athletes, because he's not an athlete.
Man eats 70 hot dogs.
Eating's not an athlete, but there is not a man in any competition in America, maybe ever, ever, that has dominated his competition more than Joey Chestnut
has. We were on an Xbox party a couple nights ago, and as many of the viewers know, I have a list on my phone called Bruce Quotes, and I thought I'd write this down and share it right now. In a heated argument with one of our friends, Nolan, Bruce said, "Name a sport that's harder than eating 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes." You can't.
There's not a sport that 76 hot. That's 7.6. That's almost 8 hot dogs a minute.
Impossible.
That's insane.
And he's gonna get to 8 hot dogs.
I can't
dogs
even eat like 2 hot dogs.
You guys saw the bet thing where people would put like $100,000 and they make a cent.
Yeah. No. They make you literally. You literally. No.
Where else does that happen?
He had the big. He has the biggest. He's the biggest favorite in any like. Thing on
probably
in Vegas. Like, he's the biggest favorite.
That just proves the
minus balance. 3,000. That means you get like 3 cents if you bet $100.
Wait, so if you bet on him in Vegas, do you lose or win?
No, money? Well, you win because like you get your money back and then you make like 3 cents.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Imagine eating 50 hot dogs but just for nothing.
There's not a competition in the world where the other competitors are like, "All right, time to beat my personal best," but I'm not beating that guy.
Yeah. Who goes into a competition saying second place?
Like, second place.
Is that the Grim Reaper? Like,
have you seen?
Because a lot of people say that as a joke, but like there's upsets.
Yeah.
He can't get upset. It's impossible for the.
He can
second
choke.
Got 20 hot dogs less than him.
He That's can crazy. Choke. He can just start choking.
Yeah, no, he could die.
The Heimlich.
Now I know Matt Stoney beat him in 2016, but that is the last time. That is the first time he
is
lost.
There a reason that he lost.
He probably had a little extra food.
He just folded.
Maybe it was
whatever. He folded.
He had breakfast.
That's the first time he lost in like 15 years.
It's crazy.
Do you think injuries can pay, like maybe the jaw gets a little sore?
No. You know what he does before every contest? He dislocates his jaw, so he can just look and chomp on those things like
just slide it down.
Yeah, just.
He's not even chewing.
Have you guys seen the gallon of lemonade chugging contest right after?
Oh yeah,
Badlands.
Yeah,
Badlands.
That was
impressive.
That
yeah.
was impressive. Oh, did you see the burps?
Oh yeah,
that was fire.
Yeah, no. That kid got like a second head start. Badlands stopped, belched. Three different times in it and still beat him by over half a gallon.
Can your body even take that?
I don't know.
No, I can't. That's and I like to think I can drink
insane.
Things.
Where is 76... So if you line up 76 hot dogs, it takes up your whole body.
Yeah, it does.
Isn't there a measurement that's like it's over the...
Total hot dogs consumed over the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest career, it's more than... It's more than the Statue of Liberty and very close to Empire State Building.
That's fucking insane. How old is this guy? I'm looking him up really quick.
He's like in his 40s.
What's the name? Joey Chestnut.
Chestnut.
Do you got any kids?
Hope not.
Is there like genetics that come in? Do you think?
No, that's all hard work, okay. Dude.
The reigning champ Joey Chestnut holds the world record for most hot dogs eaten at 70. What? Okay, that's 76. This is wrong.
Yeah,
but it says that's the equivalent to 16 pounds, or as much as 42 billiard balls.
Will it be topped? Can it be topped?
By himself?
Chestnut consumed over 12,000 calories in less than 10 minutes when he set the record in 2013. That's as much as four Thanksgiving dinners.
Also, name a sport where every year the guy beats his own record. That's the only thing he does.
Is triple digits humanly possible?
I don't know.
He goes up 2 hot dogs a year.
When he's not competing, Chestnut said he loses weight, actually lives a healthy lifestyle, and counts calories. 15. Yeah. His favorite. Oh wait, these are like this. Okay, that was fucking stupid.
Maybe the next episode we do a little Joey Chestnut.
Chestnut trivia. Hey, what is Joey Chestnut's real name? Joseph Christian Chestnut. Badass.
What do you mean this is his real name? Of course it's Joseph. Whatever. His nickname is Jaws. That's cool.
All right, I'm ready to get to work.
I am ready to get.
Also, before we did this, we will be given one phone a friend just in case.
One phone a friend to a random. You know, you'll see.
Do I phone myself?
Oh,
wow.
Cocky. All right. We will be keeping points. Here are all the rules. People?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
People listening, I'm not doing any of that slap the table as a buzzer shit, okay?
Because I would just get smoked.
Okay. But we'll be awarding, it's 30 questions, 6 categories, all right? And yeah, I'll read the categories for listeners at home. At first, we got football ball stats.
That's what Caden calls football.
Yep,
football.
I do love me some football. All right, next one. The kid from Cal.
Yep.
Roger said what? The females of number 12. The bad man, fun facts. And my personal favorite, all things Aaron.
All right. But yeah, we're not doing buzzers. We're just writing our answers down. If we both get them right, we both get a point.
I will check these. I'm actually really proud of this fucking test. So
if
I get shit for this.
I'm ready. Here we go. Yeah.
Question number 1 for football ball stats. How many passing yards did Aaron Rodgers throw in his 2011 MVP season?
Easy.
There is multiple choice for this, so if you would like multiple choices. All right, multiple choice. A, 4,643. B, 5,098. C, 4,069. Or D, 3,989. A, B, or C. Or D. You never know. It could be D.
Okay, easy.
All right, Carter.
I'm going to go with A.
4,000.
It's
A. Yeah.
It is A. Add a point to your score. All right, nice.
Because he's never gotten 5,000. I actually just knew the number, but yeah.
Easy. All right. I saw an ESPN post today. I thought I'd put that on. All right. Question number 2. How many touchdowns did 12 throw in his 2020 season?
Was this regular season?
This is regular season.
Fuck me, dude.
Honestly, I don't know if it's regular. I think it is. It said season when I looked this up.
Okay.
How many touchdowns did 12 throw in his 2020 season? Just give it a guess.
Because I know how much. I'm going to write down including playoffs just to make sure.
Yeah. Write down two.
Do I get an extra point?
No, you don't get an extra point. Yeah. Bruce, this could be a slaughter.
Carter, write a check mark next year if you got it right.
All right. Carter, guess. What is your guess?
I'm going with 28. 26.
Okay,
Bruce.
It was
48.
What?
It was 48.
His MVP season this year, he threw 48
touchdowns.
You thought it was less than 30? You wouldn't have won the MVP.
No. That's almost less than 2.
And then including playoffs, it was 54.
Yes. Okay, good. Okay, Bruce has 2 points. Carter with a... He has 1.
He's 1.
All right, in his first season in 2005, how many touchdowns did Aaron throw?
He didn't play in 2005.
2005, how many did he throw? How many did he throw?
I'm pretty sure Matt ran at 26 last year. So
shut the fuck up, Bruce. All right? This is part of the quiz. All right.
If he didn't play, then probably didn't know a lot.
Well, thanks, Big Mouth Bruce Argle over here. 0. Yeah, thank you.
Good trick question, Kate. I like that.
How many touchdowns did Matt Ryan have last year?
I don't know.
26?
I loves Matt Ryan. Always will.
I put Matt Ryan around like 22, so I added 4.
Yeah.
All right. You have 2 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Number 4. Having officially the starting job as QB in 2008, what season did Aaron Rodgers throw the least amount of interceptions? Also a multiple choice question if you do need...
Just so easy. You know,
which season he threw...
For Bruce, can we get the multiple choice?
What season did Aaron Rodgers throw the least amount of interceptions? Bruce, would you like the multiple choice?
Yeah.
Would you?
Which season did he throw
the
least...
Which season did Aaron Rodgers throw the least amount of interceptions?
Out of all the seasons he started?
Yep.
Okay.
Carter. Carter with a classic easy. Carter, what do you get?
I might as well. Can I hear the options quick?
Okay, yeah. A, 2010. B, 2019. C, 2018. D, 2016. Carter?
Okay, I'm going to go 2018.
Bruce?
2019.
An upset question. 2018.
The 2018-19 season.
No, I truly, that was on me. I thought he got.
It was all tied up.
Was it two?
Yeah.
I was 22.
I thought it was two last year.
I was 22 touchdowns off, but I'm up 1 point. So
that is not great question. Yeah. Yes. You're tied. Yeah. No, you're tied up.
Oh, that's right.
It's what is it? It's 3-3.
3-3.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Here. This one might get Carter, but I'll see if Bruce knows this. In what postseason did Aaron Rodgers throw the most yards? And in said postseason, how many yards were thrown?
Wow. It's like a 2-pointer.
We'll give it.
This is easy.
We'll give it 2 points.
Wait, so...
If you guess the year...
Because I know what year it was, but is it that year's playoffs? Or like the... Let's say, for example, it was the 2012...
What postseason?
Okay, so yeah.
Did Aaron Rodgers throw the most yards? And in said postseason, how many yards were thrown? So we'll give 2 points for this. So if you get the year, you're solid.
Can we get within a range?
No. Fuck you.
I don't know the exact number. I know the year.
Oh, range of. I thought you meant range of years.
No, number.
All right. It is in the thousands.
Well, I know. I'm saying like if I get it in like what how what like, right, how close
from,
do I have
it is
to
from
get?
1,000 to 1,100.
No, I'm saying if I how close can I get to get the points? That's what I'm
saying. We'll go 10 under and over. How about that?
To be fair,
I guess. Whatever. I gave you two hints. In the thousands.
Yeah, no, I didn't want 10 hints.
Between 1,000 and 1,100.
All right.
Two-parter question.
I'll say pretty casual question.
All right, Carter. Year and yards thrown.
I'm going to go 2012.
Wrong.
It was 2011 because he played 4 games.
Not 2011. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is.
It was the 2010-2011 season, but the 2011 playoffs.
It was.
I'm going to say 1,027 yards.
No.
I should.
How many yards, Carter?
1,078.
It is 2011 and 1,094.
Ah, okay. Well, I got the year. I was never going
to
get it.
So 1 point awarded to Bruce.
Because he played 4 games, so he's going to get the most 200 yards.
All right. So that wraps up football ball stats.
That was kind of my head stats.
Carter, how many points do you have?
Three.
Three.
Four. Okay. This is close.
This is
going well. All right.
I like the multiple choice.
Next question. These are kind of layups for for both. The kid from Cal is the next category. Yeah. Growing up in California, what was Aaron Rodgers' favorite team?
Okay.
Layup. All right.
Layup.
For me, those are hard.
Can we just move on?
For me, those are hard. But
Niners?
Yes, it was
the Niners. Yes.
Do we need story time with the layup or the layups?
No, we don't need
story time.
We don't need a public. We'll God damn it! Fuck
Aaron Rodgers dreamed of being a quarterback of the 49ers, and they picked
Alex
Smith.
Not a bad pick.
Shut up. I'm just thinking about this fucking layup story, and I don't ever want to hear. I never hear the end of a dumbass card. All right, yeah. Next question number two. In high school, what other sports did Aaron Rodgers play? There are three. Three sports.
Wait, you played three others?
Three other sports.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
So other than football, he played three other sports?
Yeah.
How? There's not enough seasons.
I don't know if he varsity lettered or he's just messing around, but this is...
he's just messing around.
Is it all three for the point?
Yeah, you know
what? Sure, yeah, all three for the
what
point.
What was the kid from Cal doing?
Because I think you just got to think logically. We know two.
Logically, what was relevant when Aaron Rodgers was in high school in the 90s or early 2000s or whatever the fuck he was in?
Even I don't know this. I don't know what the other one is.
Three sports, what did Aaron Rodgers play? Do you have your guesses?
So, three sports other than football.
Other than football.
Wow.
He played four sports in high school. Good job, Aaron.
You know what? I'm going to go with a doozy.
A doozy. God damn it.
Okay.
Let's just go this, yeah.
Three sports.
Oh, I think I know it. I think I got it.
Three sports. Okay, Carter, give me your three sports.
I said baseball, basketball, football, swimming.
I'm going to go baseball, basketball, tennis.
Baseball and basketball are correct. He did play soccer, though.
Oh my god, I knew, because there's a picture of him when he was a kid. And he's, dang it.
When Carter said doozy, I thought he was gonna pick his own sport. I thought he was gonna like, you know, fuck
dang it. I did not.
No, know he's so. I mean, Roger isn't the quickest kid, so I didn't know if he was.
Shoot, not the fastest man on the planet. All right, no points were awarded there. Yeah. All right, another layup for as many of you know, I'm a big fan of jersey numbers. So, what number did Aaron Rodgers wear at the University of California, Berkeley?
I've definitely seen a Rodgers Berkeley jersey before.
Bruce has one. Don't you?
Yeah, I literally have one.
Yeah. Or is it a shirt?
T-shirt jersey. Yeah.
It's a T-shirt jersey.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
Hint, it is not 12.
Thank you. I'm definitely feeling a single digit number. I'm going to go with this number. Go right. 6.
Close. It was 8.
It was 8.
See, I'll try to imagine the thing. I definitely saw the lower.
Yeah. All right. Question number 4. How many career college touchdowns did number 8 throw as a starting QB? Is it A, 38, B, 43, C, 46, or D, 40? Mm. It makes you think, doesn't it?
Okay. Wow.
A, 38. B, 43. C, 46. D, 40. Carter.
I went with B, 43.
Oh, I went with 46.
It is B, 43. Wow. 43 touchdowns.
Good job, Carter.
I remember watching all these games.
back in 03, 04. All right, speaking of 03, 04, what were the Golden Bears' combined record when Aaron Rodgers was the starter in 2003 and 2004? Combined record.
So combined with 2 years.
Two seasons worth. Put them together, add them up, whatever the fuck you want to call it. What was their record? 03-04.
Can we get close?
We'll go two games off. Win and loss. Okay, we'll right, get it, that right. That'll be acceptable.
I think I'm pretty close.
Wait, like his two
seasons, you add up their record.
How many games do you play? How many games do you play?
I think 13, right? Pack
close
what,
to that.
Was he Pack 12? Is that
okay, the close? I put 24. So.
Oh my God, Carter, we put the same answer. Yeah, 17-7.
Wow, 18-8.
Oh, okay. Can we both get it?
Yeah,
that was we'll both get it. Because I thought he went 9-3 and 8-4.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking.
Because I know he went 9-3 one year.
Yeah, I watched the
18-8
video.
We'll give you guys a point.
We'll go.
Okay, I mean,
hey, Knox. That was good. All right, that ends the kid from Cal. Right. Now we're moving on to right, Roger said.
What? Those are good questions.
I got 6.
Oh yeah, point check. How many? You have 7.
I have 7.
Wow! Close race.
Is this possible?
Close race. Roger said what? All right. Okay, what adjective did Rogers use when talking about the Green Bay Packers and not wanting to return to the organization in 2021? Per Adam Schefter, is it Schefter?
Schefter.
Is it A, frustrated, B, useless, C, disgruntled, or D, unhappy? What adjective did Aaron use when talking about the Green Bay Packers and not wanting to come back to the organization in 2021? Ooh. A, frustrated, B, useless, C, disgruntled, D, unhappy.
I'm between A and D right now. I think I remember hearing unhappy. I'm going to go with D.
You did hear unhappy, but the main word was disgruntled.
It was disgruntled. Adjective. Yeah. What a describing word.
He was very descriptive.
I should have thought. I don't know why you just would have thought of it.
All right, this one is hard. I don't know if Bruce will get this, but he might because he knows his Aaron Rodgers quotes. Finish this quote. I know I'm capable of greatness.
Oh, of course.
... What finishes off that sentence?
Can I just say it, Carter? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. Let him think. Let him think. Bruce, get a little bit impatient with his competitor, CB Borchard, 17.
I said, I'll prove it.
and I'm expecting to reach that
and level. I am expecting to reach that level.
That's a very good quote.
All right.
These are good questions, Caden.
Question number 3. Finish this quote, and this is multiple choice.
I'll prove it.
And I'll prove it. All right, finish this quote. If I slow it down in my mind, this will be A, all right, B, fine, C, dangerous, D, better. If I slow it down in my mind, this will be A, all right, B, fine, C, dangerous, D, better.
Is A all right?
A is all right.
Okay.
B is fine, C is dangerous, D is better. Honestly, I fucked this up because D could have been dangerous and B could have been better, but you know what? Whatever.
I went with D, better.
I went with A, all right.
It is B, fine.
Dang it.
So not really a good
Aaron. Yeah, I didn't really know that quote.
Aaron, I'm not going to lie. The other options I had were way better off that quote.
Yeah, yeah.
If I slow it down in my mind, I will prove yeah, it.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, I looked it up on Google Images. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Did Aaron say this? I know the pressure I'm under. I know who I am. I know the pressure I'm under. I know
this
who
is
I am.
True or false?
True or false? Did he say this? I know the pressure I'm under. I know who I am.
He said.
I mean,
this would be a bold statement from number 12. Is it? Is it not? I don't know. Number 12. Did he win that golf outing with Tom Brady?
He won. He was very good.
It was with that Rip guy, the Puma guy.
Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, I said...
Guy hit like 491 yards. Okay, we're getting off task.
I said true. I said why not, you know?
Bruce?
I said true.
It is false. The actual quote is, I know the pressure I'm under. I know who I'm following.
I knew the first part, mm-hmm. and then I was like...
Yeah. See, that's what gets you. What if I said name the first part, and I just said, I know who I'm following?
I'm not about to go over. I need one right here.
All right. Did Aaron say this? The things you can't measure are often the things that give people the most success. Did Aaron say this?
I've seen it on a science wall before. Like a teacher's
deck. That is a cat poster thing. I don't know.
Lightning won the cup. Let's go, baby.
Fuck the Lightning,
dude. Breaking news.
Let's go.
Bruce is the self-proclaimed Lightning fan. Let's go.
His team won the Stanley Cup, and he's taking Aaron Rodgers quiz.
Game has just not been on.
Go Stars. Did Aaron say this? The things you can't measure are often the things that give people the most success. Yes or no?
Yeah.
True or false?
I said true.
Yeah, I agree.
You did say that. Shout out A-Rod.
Let's go.
Not the baseball player, though. Fuck that guy.
Okay, All
right, point check.
I'm at 4, 7, 10. I'm at 10.
7.
All right. Could Carter come back with the females of number 12? All right.
I know one.
Carter.
A lot of them are. No, I know. I got two.
There is one question on here that does not involve Aaron, but it involves his fiance.
Okay.
In the winter of 2021, Aaron Rodgers announced that he was engaged to which actress? Carter, there is multiple choice if you would like.
Please.
This. Carter. Surely you know this. All right. Is it A, Jennifer Lawrence? Is it B, Shailene Woodley? C, Diana Lane? Or D, Margot Robbie?
I'm going to go with B.
If you got Margot Robbie, he was goaded.
It was Shailene Woodley. Aaron, if you got Margot, oh my, fuck you.
Hail, all hail.
All hail Mary, dude.
All
like,
hail twice.
God damn.
Now, Loki would have retired. You would have retired last year.
All right, you got a point for Shailene Woodley?
Yeah, I also got it.
All right, speaking of Shailene Woodley, name three of the actress's movies that she played in.
I know two.
Name three of the actresses.
What's her name again?
Shailene Woodley. I'll give you a hint. This was in the like dystopian like future movies where all the teenagers are controlling the world for some reason.
I know. Yeah, I know that one. And then I know, you know.
There's, yeah. We'll see.
I know two.
All right. Carter, I don't think he's a big movie guy.
What?
Carter, you said that last time you went to the theater was like Avengers.
Okay, but I've got Hulu. I've been watching the classics recently.
Classics, Shailene Woodley.
And I need one more. All
right, one more movie.
I think I know the third.
You need to get all three for the point.
God dang it!
All right,
I'm
Carter.
Not, I don't know
okay,
it.
Okay, I said Tron.
Nope.
2048, and she's a voice actor in Zootopia.
Fault in Our Stars, Divergent.
Yep.
And I don't know the other one.
Okay, the one other one I have is with Miles Teller, and it's The Spectacular Now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Divergent is a trilogy. You could have just named all three Divergent.
No, I know. I didn't know if it was a trilogy. I could have just said Divergent 2.
I think
2.
There's Divergent, so no Insurgent, and like fucking...
Maze Runner?
Hunger Games.
Oh, Maze Runner.
Maze Runner.
So I would... All right. Should I lose a point? No.
You
said voice actor in Zootopia.
I don't know, but...
Carter, honestly...
I should have gotten...
+3 points, God. No, Carter... No, that's, Bruce, you simply just... You need to name all three.
I wasn't even trying to be a joke. I don't know, I just...
All right.
Who's ever heard of Spectacular Now?
I don't know, it's on Netflix. I watched it with my mom. It's an alright movie. It's kind of good. It's like a coming-of-age movie. All right, next one. Which Rogers romance revved up in early 2018? Like all those R words in there? Rogers romance revved.
Caden, that was very good wordplay right there.
Yeah. Dude, Alex Trebek. Oh, wait, shit. Fuck. Shout out, Alex.
Might as well just give myself the point here. Carter got a two.
Carter.
Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
I did see
Carter,
a race.
Revved up.
I did see Danica Patrick race.
Revved up, because she drives. Go Daddy.
Indianapolis 500, she just didn't finish.
So. Let's just talk about this really quick. Bruce thought GoDaddy was a porn site for a little while, just because that one Super Bowl commercial where that nerds...
It's multiple. It's multiple. Naked. Yeah, there's multiple.
Did Danica Patrick won a race? I think she did.
No, I don't think she has. I don't think. I seriously don't think she has.
What a diss on Danica.
The only NASCAR race I've seen in person, she didn't finish. So.
No, she hasn't finished a lot of them. She always crashes.
God
she
damn.
Is a, she is a woman, though.
Oh, wow.
We have to bleep that one.
Just bleeped in a second. In 2019,
turn, right?
In number four, in 2019, how much did the pair, Patrick and Rogers, pay for their Malibu estates?
Fuck! Bro, man.
It is pricey.
It is a hefty amount.
It is a big number.
I was going to say GoDaddy paid for it.
GoDaddy. It's just a big GoDaddy logo on the roof.
I think it's... How close can we get?
We'll go two over and under. We'll give you some room.
Really? I feel like it should be a little
number
more.
Two.
I feel like it should be $5 million.
Okay. Bruce's guess was $5 million?
Sure. No, I'm saying it should be like $5 million.
Nah, we're going $2 million.
Okay. All right. I went with $17.4 million.
I went $12 million.
It is a whopping $28 million estate in Malibu. Sheesh.
It's such a well known like figure I know, but like I just
holy shit.
I was closer.
To be fair, you were closer.
You said we had to get into it.
Yeah.
I think Bruce will get this one because he said it to me before. In 2017, Rogers was spotted with a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model on a golf date in Los Angeles. Which sports model was that? Swimsuit model, by the way.
So bizarre because he had just broken up with his other girlfriend.
Dude.
Is there any options for
Aaron's
this
Aaron's a dog, bro.
Is there any options for this one or should I just write down?
Only other SI model I know is it Kate Upton? Isn't she Kate Upton?
Not anymore, but she was.
All right, Kate Upton is your other option, but... Well, okay. I just said the name.
I don't know if it's a real person.
Zootopia.
Emma Zimmerman?
Emma Zimmerman surely sounds like a damn...
No,
like a real...
I feel like I know Emma Zimmerman. Shout out.
Shout out Emma Zimmerman.
It's Kelly Rohrbach.
It is Kelly Rohrbach. What does she look like, by the way?
Kelly.
She was in Baywatch. She's the blonde.
Abby
very, very
oh, wow.
Abby Wambach.
Kelly Rohr.
Good for Rogers.
Carter, I'll give you a little sneak peek of Kelly.
The only others.
I was going to say Rachel Nichols.
She's been on my mind recently.
Aaron. Oh, wow, Aaron.
Aaron.
That's something else.
All right.
That is something else.
All right, we got two more categories left.
That wraps up the females of number 12. Point check.
I am at 13.
9.
Wow.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm officially not out of this, though.
All right. The bad man fun facts. This is officially once he was drafted and became the bad man, all right?
Yep. Course.
Which QB was first overall over Rodgers to his hometown favorite, San Francisco 49ers, in the 2005
Let's move on.
NFL draft?
Carter knows
Alex Smith?
Yeah, Alex Smith.
Yes, correct, Carter.
We brought that up recently.
Yeah.
I also knew that.
Yeah, we're good.
Right. Point to Carter.
To be fair, I didn't know.
Point to Bruce. All right. How many All-Pro and Pro Bowl selections has Aaron had in his lifetime? Or in his career as an NFL?
All-Pro.
How many All-Pro and Pro Bowl selections?
Like combined?
Okay, not combined, okay, so you have to name them separately.
Okay. 1, 2.
4, 5, 7.
Okay.
29, 69.
So, do we get 2 points for getting All-Pro and Pro?
Well, yeah, sure. Okay. Fuck it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
I'm just going to take some time to myself right now and say a shout out MF. Shout out Matt Whitmer, who cannot be with us today due to playing the show. You piece of shit.
Matt Whitmer would have been my partner, and I actually like to think this one would have been,
it would have been a little bit closer, surely.
Was there anyone that Matt would have got?
I think Matt would have got that Kelly Rohrbach question.
Kelly Rohrbach, maybe one of the sports. So
he's in DECA. He knows the estate question, surely. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to talk about. Lightning just won the cup. Fuck the Lightning.
Dude.
Star should have won that series.
This
Jamie
one of the
Ben.
Questions where I just get embarrassed. Cause
I don't even know, bro. Bruce is counting on his fingers. I'm sure you can hear his little mumble. Go Bucks. Bucks in 5? Bucks in 5.
Honestly?
We'll say Bucks in 7.
Humble. You gotta be humble.
Yeah, Bucks in 7.
Not a fantastic
Devin player. Booker is living the life of that everybody wants. All right, so
it is 4 All-Pro and
I,
9 Pro Bowls.
I had 7 All-Pro, 9 Pro Bowls.
All right. You each get a point for the 9 Pro Bowls, but he was 3 All-Pro?
That's not... No, because he won it. He got one in 2011. Let's just look this up to make sure. I know for a fact he got one in 2011, 2014, and 2020 because he won the MVP. And he got one in 2016, I swear.
We'll get a fact check.
Because he got a second
sure.
team All-Pro.
Let's look it up, but...
He's only been All-Pro 4.
He's only, I think, 3 times. We're going to check.
The 9 Pro Bowls, I would have asked, was a shot in the dark. Initially,
yeah,
it was going to be
good job there, Carter.
Initially, it was going to be 9 All-Pros.
Just look up how many All-Pro
selections Aaron Rodgers has.
No, I got
I
it.
Did look this up while I was watching Fantastic Mr. Fox. Okay. So I was kind of distracted. God, that's such that a shock, dude. That movie's sick.
Dang. Three time. Cause yeah, he, no, because he got... Because in 2016, he got second team All-Pro. Nah. So that's why I said... Can I get 2 points? Come on. No. I know we got second team in 2016. No,
Bruce, you got to know both of them.
I'm giving myself
two. No, Bruce, no, I'm taking away a point. As
no, don't give yourself 2 points.
That's 1 point. We made that very clear.
Fine.
Going into the bad man fun facts. All right.
That'll be a point in my mind.
Wait, no point then? No.
You get 1 point.
Okay. You got the Pro Bowls, but
I needed that double.
Did
I
got give, screwed
did you
over.
Give yourself the nine? Yeah, I needed the daily double, though.
Wait, how many? Okay, the daily double. All right. On Thursday, December 3rd, 2015, the game widely known as the Miracle in Motown was played.
Watch that
game. In the game, Aaron Rodgers threw a Hail Mary pass with no time remaining to win the game. How long was that Hail Mary? Oh. Against the Lions. Okay. Motown. Motor City, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, from the line of scrimmage, or how far did he throw it?
How far did he throw it?
God.
How far did he throw it? In yards. Carter goes in inches.
So, what, you're not saying it was from the line of scrimmage? I guarantee you meant from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, whatever. Wherever
he threw it. I mean, because he threw it, like, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but...
We're just going to say, how long was the pass? I didn't go that...
Oh, did you look that up? So, like, how long was the pass?
I looked up his longest Hail Mary, and this is the one that popped up.
So, I don't know if that's... I'm just going to say...
Okay, Carter, your guess?
54.
Close.
64.
61.
For some reason, 61 was on my mind.
61.
Shoot.
You were close. First goes back and facts checks me. Whips out the game from December 3rd, 2015. All right. Whatever. No points awarded. Question number 4. Which sports television personality uses the nickname The Bad Man the most when describing Aaron Rodgers? And I, in parentheses, may have even come up with it because I am not sure.
He did come up with it.
Or he did come up with it. Okay, we'll rephrase the question. Which sports television personality came up with and uses the nickname The Bad Man the most when describing Aaron Rodgers?
I'm going to go with just...
Pretty well known. All right, Carter.
Coward.
Carter, come on, dude.
Carter.
He hates Rodgers. It's Stephen A. Smith.
It is.
He's a bad man. Really?
God.
I feel like every single Coward video I've clicked on, it's about football. It's either about Mahomes.
Right. Yeah, but he doesn't... I wouldn't say particularly.
Like him? Oh,
okay. Point awarded to Bruce. Really. Also a daily double question. Oh, number 5.
I need this.
All right. What single season record does Aaron Rodgers hold, and what stat goes along with it? Very broad...
Wait, what stat goes along? What so, stat, like, what the number is?
Yep. What stat goes along with his record that he holds? What single-season record does Aaron Rodgers hold, and what stat goes along with said record?
All right, I got her.
Wow.
I know this, like, the back of my hand.
All right. Carter.
Isn't it, like, the lowest interception percentage or some
other... That is... I'm going to give him half a point because I think he has, like, the top three in that. But it's a single-season passer rating, 122.5.
Wow. Highest passer rating in 2011, 122.5, exactly to the T.
It's what I do.
I'm going to do me. Oh, my God. All right, Carter, since
I'll take a juice. If juice gives me a
I'm going to give him a half a point because he does own that.
Give him that point five.
I'm pretty sure I did today.
All right, that wraps up the bad man fun facts.
One more.
Point check.
And the best one.
We'll do a point check.
I have 18.
11 and a half, we're up to 12.
I have 18, and in my opinion, I have 19, but whatever.
No.
18. And Juice is 18.
All right. My personal favorite, Bruce's personal favorite, Carter might be his personal favorite soon. All things Aaron. Number one.
My favorite one.
What high school did Aaron Rodgers attend?
Something like this.
Bruce.
Willowbrook.
Willowbrook. Isn't like Pleasant Valley Willowbrook
it,
or something like that?
It is Pleasant Valley. Why didn't you write down that? It's Pleasant Valley.
Should we give it to him?
I'll give it to him. He knew it.
Are they like the Willowbrooks? Or
no, they're not the Willowbrooks.
No. Check middle school or elementary school. I remember hearing.
No, it's high
Pleasant
school.
Valley. You get a point. He said it.
Okay, you get a point. It's Pleasant Valley High School. God damn it.
No, I'm going to be honest. I think the photo that I saw, he was playing at a high school named Willowbrook, so.
Pleasant Valley High School. All right, number 2.
I thought you just made that up off the top here. I was like, are you kidding me?
All right, question number 2. The height and weight of number 12.
Oh, man. Can I phone?
You haven't phoned a friend yet.
I think I'm gonna phone a friend here.
All right.
Can we get within what? How many pounds can we get within?
We'll go 5 again.
Okay.
Carter is in fact phoning a friend right now.
Making a call.
Oh, what do you know? It's Bruce.
What's going on, Carter?
Juice, I'm in this.
This is a bad skit.
Yo, I'm in this Aaron Rodgers question. I just want to know what his height weight is.
He's 6'2". I put down 220. You can get within 5 pounds. But I put 215.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Carter, who do you phone?
I'd make a call. I'm gonna make that anonymous.
Was he a good person to call?
Sure hope so.
Okay. All right, Bruce, take it away.
6'2", 215.
I said 6'2", 220.
6'2", is correct. 225.
Thank you.
Damn. Carter gets 2 points.
Dang, he does get 2 points.
Bruce gets 1.
I thought it was 2.
Keep my juice, did give me that.
Yeah.
And I have my source. I said Per Football Reference.
I knew it ended with a 5, so I just went 215.
All right, this is just out of the blue. What is Aaron Rodgers' favorite color?
Are you kidding me?
What is his favorite color? Look at... Roy G. Biv.
I
just
hope
pick one.
I hope it's this.
Okay.
Okay, Carter.
Red.
Green.
God, you guys didn't take my hint. It's blue. Wait, out of the blue, what is his favorite color? God damn it. After that, Danica Patrick.
That's so basic.
I love revved up or whatever. God damn it.
The president isn't green because Dana Patrick's car.
Oh, go daddy, baby.
Not because of the team he plays for. Danica Patrick's car.
Danica Patrick's car.
He's a fan of that car.
He's a fan of that car. She crashes into the wall.
She crashes into the wall.
No, I was looking up Danica Patrick highlights.
Oh, she crashes.
Just her starting. Twisting the ignition. God damn it. All right.
All right.
Question number 4. What type of food does Aaron try to stay away from?
Like allergic or just personal
choice? No, just eat, when it's given to him, he just goes like this. He just goes, no.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, and this is
waves his hands.
Juice, again, you can use your phone friend if you need one, but...
I don't know, Bruce.
Who you got a phone?
Juice is the friend you phone, so...
Bruce said to himself, how do I phone myself? When we were talking about the phone a friend case. How does he phone himself? He just can't. Oh my god.
Alright, I guessed ice cream or burgers.
I guess sweet tarts?
It's a type of food, so...
Oh, okay, can we
yeah, redo it. It's a type of food.
Oh.
It's like, is it vegetables, like fruits, dairy, like fucking grains,
oh!
Meats? Probably should have, like, gave a little explanation.
So like a I thought it was like a specific...
Oh, no, that was okay. That's on schnibs. That's my bad.
I'm pretty sure it's...
Don't say it yet. Be patient, Bruce. All right, Carter.
Seafood?
Is it meat?
It's dairy.
Okay. Oh, my God. I fucking knew that.
Dairy.
I
found it's ESPN's Rob Domofsky
yeah.
in 2016 that he...
No, that's why I said ice cream.
Eats a vegan-like diet but adds in doses of chicken and some red
meats.
Yeah. All right.
That's why.
Last question of the quiz and my personal favorite. In 2015, a State Farm-sponsored Dude Perfect video titled Chris Paul and Aaron Rodgers Edition 12 revealed... What his go-to gas station snack and beverage was. Bruce is already writing it down. Name that snack and beverage.
Well, no. Give me.
Carter, phone a friend right now and watch that.
This will get me over 500 on every single category.
Give me.
Chris Paul and Aaron Rodgers edition. Okay, it was in Milwaukee.
You know what?
Subpar video. It's all right.
Great video.
What do you mean?
Is it Red Bull and beef jerky?
It wow. is. It is Reese's peanut butter cups, the king size.
Yep,
and grape crush.
It is king wow. size Reese's peanut butter cups and grape crush.
Just a crush for a king.
All right, score check.
So
let's add them up. Out of 30,
I got okay. So 2. No, it's not a 30. It's a little more than that because you had 2 putter.
Wait, questions. I don't know right now.
Okay.
What's out of 36?
I got 3. Okay, so no 4, 7, 10. 13,
we'll just go through Carter's. Carter got 15 out of 30. 16, that's 50%.
17, 18.
I'll take a red.
18.
God damn it, dude. This,
I'll be back. You know
20.
Maybe
next
a...
quiz. God damn it, dude.
What's a possible quiz idea we could do for next time? Because this format is really fun.
Well, see, Bruce is counting up his points.
22. So I got 22 out of
We'll say
33, I think. 22 out of 33.
We'll say 34. Okay. You got a 6 point. You got a 64. Damn. That's not that bad.
Could have been better.
I should have probably
added. I mean, if I look at the ones I truly didn't know, I screwed up on the 2018 one with the with the interceptions. I should have gotten that. Yeah. I did not know that he played soccer. I didn't know that he played soccer. What was number four from Kid from Cal?
Kid from Cal. We'll go back. Number four, Kid from Cal. How many career college touchdowns and number eight throw?
Yeah, as a I didn't know the exact number.
Carter
for
got that.
That
one.
Let's
go.
Fake fan. Number three on Rogers said what?
Number three on Rogers said what was, finish this quote, if I slow it down in my mind.
Oh, yeah, I did. I've never heard that one. Number four I've heard. I knew the first part, but I didn't know about the second part, but I just guessed and said true. I truly knew number two on females of 12, but I should have just guessed Divergent 2. I didn't know the exact number for their mansion, so I'll take the blow for that. I knew it was all pros except one of them was second team. I didn't know we weren't counting that. I was pretty damn close to the yardage for the Hail Mary.
I think you're 3 yards off.
I was 3 yards off. Carter, I didn't know his favorite color, and then what foods he foods he
dairy.
I kind of knew it was dairy, but I guessed ice cream.
Vegan
and
like diet.
After that, I knew he said vegan like diet, but I just said meat in general.
Wow. I should have got students.
But yeah, I should have done better, but I'm not mad about it.
I'm just surprised on the king size. I knew. I thought about that specifically for you. I thought, what does Aaron Rodgers say? Like, I've heard it before. And him and Chris Paul. Was it Chris Paul's was like Honey Buns or something?
No, that was Russell Wilson's.
God damn it.
Oatmeal cream pies was Chris Paul's.
No, those slab. Nothing like a day off.
They
suck. Nothing like getting out of a...
What? Oatmeal pies are awful.
Have you ever gotten out of a Shattuck middle school class?
Yeah, exactly. I've
got a cowtail and an oatmeal cream pie and a scarf that down.
Nasty. First off, they're not good cookies.
What do you mean?
Bruce.
Okay, Bruce also doesn't like anything that just like... Tricks are for kids. That's his favorite fucking cereal.
Funyuns.
Funyuns.
S tier snack.
Can you grab some Bugles after this?
I would love to grab some fucking Bugles. They can be used as claws. They go on your fingers.
Bugle boy. That's what we call them. Bugle
Funyun
boy.
You like Funyuns,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, shut up, hard shell. Come on.
Funyuns you can put on your fingers. Big rings.
Yeah, what? Oh, let me attack somebody with my rings versus my bugle claws, okay? If I'm in a fight and I get one weapon, I'm choosing bugles.
Remember when Nolan said you can technically put any food on your hand?
Put Cheez-Its on your hand.
Anything. Yeah. Just put a car on your finger.
You can put anything. Technically, yes.
I had fun doing this.
Yeah, that was a good quiz. I'll give you that.
Should we do... What should be the next, like, quiz category?
I would have been up for an Eric Bledsoe one, but this is my
time. Do we do a Bucks? A Bucks organization.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Bucks organization quiz.
Because that'd be like...
If they win the finals.
Yeah, if they win the finals. We gotta celebrate with that.
God damn it. What if they lose?
It'll be depressing.
You know, okay,
they're not gonna lose.
I'll start a 50-year timer.
That was a good episode. We may be back. We'll see. I'll be back with these three, though, for sure.
Is it possible for a three-peat Carter and Caden?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'll work.
All right. Catch you guys later.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
10 oaks, Adam's on. Foolies glad I'm on. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my...